Well, I think one thing we're going to do right out of the gate is define what pro-life is.
Scott Klusendorf talking about his presentation at the 2018 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference.
That term is now being confused. It's being put up for grabs, and we're going to make clear what the pro-life syllogism is, how we can make that case for life with people who don't accept biblical authority, who maybe don't even know what it is we stand for, and are subject to being confused. So there's a crying need to clarify what pro-life means, what our actual arguments are, and then we'll look at five bad ways people argue against the pro-life case in the public square so that we can be prepared to give good, solid, Christ-honoring answers.
You can meet and hear Scott Klusendorf making the case for life at the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, Friday, June 8th and Saturday, June 9th in Collinsville, Illinois. Learn more about conference speakers and topics and register at issuesetc.org. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We have come to the end of a broadcast week on this Friday afternoon, June the 1st, and it's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We have assembled four soundbites for you to hear. We're going to play them in their entirety, and after you have heard each of these soundbites, you have the opportunity to give us a call. That's 1-877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or a tweet at issuesetc, or go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, and vote for one of these to be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. All we need to know is who you are, where you're listening, and why you are voting for the soundbite you're voting for. Your reason is very, very important. 1-877-623-6943. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Our Twitter address @issuesetc. And our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. We're giving away the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, a travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad. And it goes to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Here's soundbite number one. It's Dr. Alveda King recently spoke to her about Planned Parenthood's racism.
Planned Parenthood said that they want to help the communities, especially the black community, even though their founder, Margaret Sanger, said, and I'm paraphrasing them just a little bit, colored people are like weeds. They need to be exterminated. We don't want the word to get out, so let's cultivate some of their leaders. They tried to give my uncle Martin Luther King Jr. Award in 1966. He didn't take it. So here we are with Planned Parenthood going around trying to say they're good and want to help everybody, knowing that they're largely responsible for abortion here, because out of the 60-plus million abortions, close to one-third happened in the black community, and we are very low population. So maybe people say, oh, well, Caucasian people have more abortions. Well, there are more Caucasian people. But the numbers that are attributed to our own community on our smaller population, that's genocidal, that's eugenics, and we know that to be the case.
That's soundbite number one, Dr. Alveda King on Planned Parenthood's racism. If you'd like to vote for that one, 1-877-623-MY-IE. Vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number two this week comes from Pastor Will Whedon. We were talking about a hymn based on some texts from John's Gospel, and here he is just running through Jesus' promises in John's Gospel.
The one who forgave you all your sins with his blood, he is not abandoning you to the grave. No, he's not going to forget you. He's made you his own. And his promise to you is, an hour is coming when all those who are in the tomb, they are going to hear my voice and they will come out. His promise to you is, my sheep hear my voice and I know them and I give them eternal life and they will never perish and no one is going to snatch them out of my hand. Think about how the martyrs comfort themselves with those kind of words going into death. His promise to you is, whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. You're not going to be forgotten, John 6. You're not going to be forgotten. He will raise you up. Putting the body and blood into you is his pledge to you. You are mine. Your sins are gone. I will defeat, as death has been defeated in me, I will defeat it in you. And so that most glorious climaxing promise, I'm the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And whoever lives and believes in me, never going to die. John 11, the raising of Lazarus. So his promise to you is, you have nothing to let your hearts be troubled about. Trust in God. Trust in me. My Father's house got tons of room, and I'm going there to make a place for you. And I'm going to come and take you back, that you may be with me where I am. That is an awful lot of comfort to meet the failing of our flesh and the failing of the flesh of those we love. To remember that it was by his own suffering of death that he destroyed death, and it was by his resurrection that he brought life and immortality to light by the gospel.
That's soundbite number two, Pastor Will Wheaton, Jesus Promises in John's Gospel. Vote for that one by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, or sending us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Here's soundbite number three. It comes from Dr. John Warwick Montgomery. He is making the case for the Christian's voice in the public square.
You can't sustain a Christian ethic apart from Christian theology. If you try to do this, you're living off of inherited capital, and it just doesn't work. That's why it's so important in any country where there's separation of church and state that the Christians be vocal and that they push for biblical values. Now, that's not the same thing as a kind of Calvinist imposing of these values, but it's using common argument with the non-Christian to show that the Christian approach is better for everybody. I mean, on something like abortion, the evils of abortion are so evident and obvious that they can be presented by Christians and non-Christians can be persuaded that abortion is a dreadful notion which will imperil human life not only at its beginning, but the same kind of approach will be taken at the end of life. Abortion connects with euthanasia, it connects with genetic manipulation and all sorts of violations of the dignity of the human person. Arguments like this desperately need to be presented, and they won't be presented unless people have the foundational theology that will infuse the way in which they deal with the non-Christian.
That's soundbite number three, Dr. John Warwick Montgomery on the Christian's Voice in the Public Square. Vote for that one on this Friday afternoon by giving us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE. Here's soundbite number four. After we play it, we're going to take a break, and it'll be your opportunity to call and vote. It comes from Pastor Jeff Hemmer, talking about how the world needs Christian men.
The church has always been like John the Baptist, who prepares the way for the Lord, like her Lord himself, a voice all alone in the world. And so when we hold to the good, godly distinctions between men and women in Scripture, it should be no surprise to us that in the same way that preaching the Word of God clearly makes us isolated from all the rest of the world, we need courage for that task. In the same way that Jesus has courage to face the cross, but for the joy set before him, the joy of being a sacrifice for sinners, of reconciling men alienated from God to their Creator, he endures the cross. And so we, with his example of courage and with the forgiveness that is always ours in his church, we have that very same masculine courage to stand up and speak for the things that are right and good, and to use ourselves, our bodies, our voices, our property, anything, for the good of others, for the good of those entrusted to us, and for the good of a society all around us that is frankly losing its mind in ironing out the distinction between men and women, between adults and children. Society needs courageous, sacrificial men.
That's soundbite number four, Pastor Jeff Hemmer on the world's need for Christian men. So it's your turn. We've played the soundbites. Now it's your turn. You call and vote and pick one of those to be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Our call in number 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-6943. Our email address, talkback@issuesetc.org, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc.
Monday's black, Tuesday, Wednesday, hard to tell. In the days of the Reformation, Lutherans insisted that justification is the doctrine on which the church stands or falls. But is this still the case?
Pastor Hans Feeney talking about his presentation at the 2018 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference.
In a world of moral anarchy, is discussing how man is justified still the most important conversation we need to have? The answer is yes, because we'll never regain a proper understanding of marriage or human identity or even morality itself until we first understand what it means to be made right with God through faith in Jesus Christ.
You can meet and hear Pastor Hans Feeney making the case for the centrality of justification at the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, Friday, June 8th and Saturday, June 9th in Collinsville, Illinois. You'll find registration information at issuesetc.org or call 618-223-8385.
Your comprehensive source for information, teaching, and truth. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Do you long for a church where the gospel of the sinner's free justification is front and center, and yet where a robust sacramental life is confessed and lived? Do you long for a church that rejoices in the sacred scriptures as the sole basis for the church's teaching and proclamation, yet values and listens to the witness of the ancient fathers and councils? Welcome to the Lutheran Church. We are what you've been looking for. Find a Christ-centered, cross-focused church near you on the Find the Church page at issuesetc.org.
With so many religions in the world today, how can we know which, if any, is true? The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for June is Religion on Trial, Examining Religious Truth Claims. It's written by regular guest Craig Parton. Learn more about Religion on Trial at issuesetc.org or call Concordia Publishing House weekdays during regular business hours, 1-800-325-3040. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month, Religion on Trial, by Craig Parton.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got the vote. Everybody needs to vote.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. We're playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We're ready to take your phone calls and your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. 1-877-623-6943. Let's go to Kevin first in Louisiana. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Todd.
Which one do you vote for?
I'd like to cast my vote this week for Pastor Wilkin. He always speaks such wonderful, comforting words, and he reminds us of Jesus' promises very well.
Kevin, thank you very much. I think it's a vote for soundbite number two, Pastor Will Whedon on Jesus' promises in John's Gospel. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MY-I-E. Another Kevin, this one in Maryland, says, I'd like to vote for Pastor Hemmer's soundbite. As the church continues to fight off heresies and false gospels that spawn from the culture, it's weakened by a lack of courageous men. The cultural mantra of postmodernism includes the phrase, be nice. It is the courage of men that is needed in the church today. We will not necessarily be nice, but we will speak the truth. For better or for worse, virtue and truthfulness will not be exchanged for niceness. Thank you very much, Kevin. Thanks for listening in Maryland. Jack listens in Ohio. He's voting for soundbite number two, Pastor Will Whedon. He says there, his insight into how the martyr could find comfort in the reception of the sacrament as a guarantee of their only forgiveness. Also, their resurrection gives great assurance not only to us today, but to those who face persecution. Loved it because it was said in a way that I'd never heard before. Jack, thanks for listening in Ohio. Aaron listens in Florida. He says, wow, what a choice. At first, I was inclined to Dr. King's explanation of Sanger, the eugenics movement, and its inherent racism, but on second thought, I just have to go with Dr. John Warwick Montgomery's eminently precise and logical reasoning. We need to know the Catholic small-c theology so we can speak it to a secular world. In this way, we can persuade the secular world of the rightness of our worldview. It will be difficult and inevitably infuriating, but with love and persistence, Christianity will give the world all the best things this fallen creation can produce. Al Schmidt has testified to the gifts of Christianity given to the world on this program, and we need to continue that tradition of making this world a better place through the worldview spoken in the public square. Thank you, Aaron. Jay is voting for Dr. Alveda King for her courage and personal testimony. Her life was shamed by abortion as well. It's heartening to hear a woman who is such a public figure actually admit it and crusade forth in the confidence of Jesus' grace. Blessings to you all. Thank you very much, Jay. Diane listens in Minnesota, voting for soundbite number 4, Pastor Jeff Hammer. I am so thankful for faithful men who are seeing Christ as a masculine man, trusting his word and doing hard things. I live in repentance for rejecting all of God's gifts in the name of liberal stewardship taught in our generation. Come, Lord Jesus, come quickly. Amen, says Diane. Jana listens in Dodge Center, Minnesota, voting for soundbite number 4, Pastor Jeff Hammer. That topic is especially timely right now, in my opinion. I think that what he said is the very beginning of the soundbite is incredibly poignant, that the voice of the church is often all alone. I hope and pray that my children will grow up to have the strength and courage that they will undoubtedly need to face the world head on and speak boldly for what is right as they mature. Jana, thank you very much. And Beth listens in North Dakota, voting for soundbite number 1, Dr. Alveda King. Alveda King's Planned Parenthood's racism, she brings out what a lot of people are not aware of when it comes to what Planned Parenthood is really all about. The label Planned Parenthood is leading into common people because it sounds like they are there to help you plan for your pregnancy, not get rid of it. Beth, thank you very much for listening in North Dakota. Here's the winner this week, according to your votes. It's soundbite number 4. Pastor Jeff Hammer on the world's need for Christian men.
The church has always been like John the Baptist, who prepares the way for the Lord, like her Lord himself, a voice all alone in the world. And so when we hold to the good, godly distinctions between men and women in Scripture, it should be no surprise to us that in the same way that preaching the Word of God clearly makes us isolated from all the rest of the world, we need courage for that task. In the same way that Jesus has courage to face the cross, but for the joy set before him, the joy of being a sacrifice for sinners, of reconciling men alienated from God to their Creator, he endures the cross. And so we, with his example of courage and with the forgiveness that is always ours in his church, we have that very same masculine courage to stand up and speak for the things that are right and good, and to use ourselves, our bodies, our voices, our property, anything, for the good of others, for the good of those entrusted to us, and for the good of a society all around us that is frankly losing its mind in ironing out the distinction between men and women, between adults and children. Society needs courageous, sacrificial men.
That's Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week this week. Soundbite number 4, Pastor Jeff Hammer on the world's need for Christian men. Thanks to everybody who voted for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. The LPR bundle package goes to Jay. Jay, if you would send us your mailing address and your shirt size to talkback@issuesetc.org, you get the LPR bundle package. Coming off Memorial Day, remember the work of LCMS Ministry to the Armed Forces. They support almost 200 chaplains who are committed to meeting the spiritual needs of military personnel and their families. Learn more at lcms.org/armed forces. Serving those who serve, LCMS Ministry to the Armed Forces, lcms.org/armed forces. Next week on Issues Etc., we'll discuss Pope Francis and Martin Luther with Dr. Carl Truman. We'll have Pastor Brian Wolfmiller introduce the very interesting book of Job, often misunderstood. We'll get an introduction to that, and we'll be broadcasting live from the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, talking with Craig Parton, author of our book of the month, Religion on Trial. That's next week on Issues Etc. The world needs Christian men who not only follow the example, but live in the grace and forgiveness of the one man, Jesus Christ, who really is the only true man in this fallen world until the resurrection. He is the new Adam. He is the one who lived and gave himself for an entire world of men and women in his sacrificial life and death. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.